For today's GeoQuiz, we are asking a curiosity question. Over the weekend, NASA's Curiosity rover zapped its first Martian rock with a laser. NASA says it was target practice designed to hone the rover's instruments. Curiosity, which landed on Mars earlier this month, is on a two-year mission to determine whether the red planet might ever have supported life. No solar panels to keep the rover warm and humming during that time, though. Instead, Curiosity is powered by plutonium-238. It's a man-made nuclear fuel, and only two places in the world have made a lot of it. One is the Savannah River Nuclear Plant on the South Carolina-Georgia border, and you get to name the other. It's a former Soviet nuclear complex in the Ural Mountains, built in secrecy during the 1940s. And in the 1950s, it was the site of one of the worst nuclear accidents in history. You're going to have to be laser sharp with your answer. It's coming up in a matter of seconds. Okay, so the nuclear fuel for NASA's latest Mars rover comes from the Mayak industrial complex in Russia. That's M-A-Y-A-K. This fact was brought to our attention by an article published on Slate.com today. It's written by Jeff Brumfield. He's a senior reporter for Nature magazine, and he joins us from London. Tell us about plutonium-238 and how the Mars rover is connected to this nuclear facility in Mayak in Russia.
Sure. Well, I mean, plutonium-238 is used to fuel spacecraft because it's hot. I mean, literally hot. It glows red, and it just glows like a piece of charcoal for years and years and years. And so it makes a great source of power for places that don't get a lot of sunlight. Now, previous Mars rovers have used solar panels, but they've had to shut down over the winter months. And the scientists using Curiosity wanted a much more powerful rover that they could run year-round.
It's got to have one of the highest MPG ratings of any vehicle out there. How long is this fuel going to last?
You're absolutely right. It's been rated for 14 years, I'm told by the guys who put it together, and it probably could go a bit longer than that. The Voyager spacecraft, which off the top of my head, I think were launched in the 70s, are still running, and they're running on plutonium-238. So, yeah, it has a half-life of 87 years, 88 years.
So the good news is it's fuel efficiency. The bad news is plutonium-238 is pretty dangerous stuff, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I mean, actually, one of the advantages of it is it's not dangerous in the usual way you think of plutonium or radioactive material, in the sense that it's not going to zap you if you're in the same room as it. The radioactivity actually doesn't even penetrate a sheet of paper. It just has to do with the way it decays. The problem is that if it gets inside your body, it doesn't need to penetrate a sheet of paper. It's already inside you. And so it can make you very sick. And so workers at Mayak have been exposed to plutonium-238 through inhalation. In the U.S., there was a facility that was making this fuel, and it has become heavily contaminated with plutonium-238. And so cleanup's a real issue.
And that was the Savannah River?
That was at Savannah River.
Right.
That's right, yeah.
Jeff, clarify one thing for me. Is Mayak in Russia currently producing plutonium-238, or is the plutonium fuel on board Curiosity just from some stockpile that Mayak has had for lots of years?
That's a very good question. And the truth of the matter is that both Russia and the U.S. have shut down their weapons reactors. They're not interested in making any more plutonium. This is just surplus. This is left over from the bad old days, as it were. NASA actually had a surplus as well. The U.S. and the Department of Energy had a surplus. NASA used that up on space missions. They made contact with Russia in the 90s and asked them for some of theirs, and Russia was happy to oblige. NASA paid them a price for it, and they got some. The thing is, now Russia's running out as well. The U.S. is running out. Everyone's running out. So we're going to have to start thinking about making plutonium-238 again if we want to continue these sorts of deep space exploration experiments and rovers and things like that.
Jeff Brumfield is a senior reporter with Nature magazine. He's written an article for Slate.com on the plutonium-238 that's driving the Curiosity rover on Mars. Jeff, good to speak with you. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Marco.